Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. We are looking at an article that is posted online from the Evangelical Interfaith Dialogue Journal that is put out by Fuller Seminary that is based in California. And our concern is that this article, which is titled Misconceptions About Mormon Theology, is really not giving the general public an accurate view of what Mormon doctrine really is. Now, it only lists three separate issues here. The first one that we've already discussed is the idea Latter-day Saints believe they will one day become gods.
You ought to mention real quick, how can they go back and listen to those broadcasts if they are just now hearing this and didn't hear the last 2 days?
They can easily hear them by going to mrm.org and clicking on the box on air, and it will have a list of all our previous shows. If you don't see it there, hit the link that says archives, and that'll show you every show that we have aired. The point that we are trying to make here is if Fuller Seminary, a higher institute of learning, is going to make statements, they need to do their homework and they need to be accurate in what they say. We've already seen in the first part about Latter-day Saints believing they will one day become gods that they have taken a statement by Gordon Hinckley and torn it completely out of its context. Hinckley was not answering that question, but yet you wouldn't know that unless you went back to read where that citation came from and to read it in its proper context. Today we're going to look at point number two. Point number two says, Latter-day Saints believe that Jesus and Satan are brothers. Now remember, this is under the heading Misconceptions About Mormon Theology. Point number two, Latter-day Saints believe that Jesus and Satan are brothers.
It says, in Latter-day Saint theology, Jesus, Satan, good and evil spirits, and all humanity are the children of God the Father. Jesus and Satan are two members of the family that comprises all living souls and are not uniquely siblings to one another. While it is technically true, in a sense, that Latter-day Saints believe that Jesus and Satan are brothers, articulating their theology in this way is a disservice to Latter-day Saints, whose understanding of the relationships between all of God's children is more familial and expansive than is conveyed by this rendering. In 2007, the Church clarified its position on the uniqueness of Christ and the nature of Satan. Quote, "We worship Jesus Christ as the divine Son of God. Satan is a fallen angel, diametrically opposite from Christ in every attribute. Christ alone is the only begotten Son of God, the Savior and Redeemer of mankind."
Okay, let's look at what this is actually saying. In Latter-day Saint theology, Jesus, Satan, good and evil spirits, and all humanity are the children of God the Father. Does that make you feel good? I mean, who has not said that? How is this a misconception? They're basically explaining it the way that we have often explained it. When they say Jesus and Satan are two members of the family that comprises all living souls and are not uniquely siblings to one another, who is saying that? Who is saying that, well, they're the only two that are uniquely? Is that how I'm understanding
or am I
misunderstanding
I agree with you on that.
And then they say, while it is technically true, well, wait a minute, I thought this was all about misconceptions, and now they're admitting, while it is technically true, in a sense, that Latter-day Saints believe that Jesus and Satan are brothers, articulating their theology in this way is a disservice to Latter-day Saints. And I'm asking myself, why is that a disservice to Latter-day Saints when Mormon leaders themselves have said just that? You have, for instance, Joseph Young, the brother of Brigham Young, Journal of Discourses, Volume 6, page 207. Who is that? Is the head of this? It is the devil, the mighty Lucifer, the great prince of the angels, the brother of Jesus. He left the province of his father and took with him a third part of his father's kingdom. Was Joseph Young doing a disservice to Mormonism or to the LDS Church because he made a statement like that? What does Spencer Kimball say? Spencer Kimball spoke on this subject a number of times.
Yeah, well, one of the things he said in the teachings of Spencer W. Kimball, page 34, he said, in the wilderness of Judea, on the temple's pinnacles, and on the high mountain, a momentous contest took place between two brothers, Jehovah and Lucifer, sons of Elohim. Satan, also a son of God, had rebelled and had been cast out of heaven, and not permitted an earthly body, as had his brother Jehovah. Much depended upon the outcome of this spectacular duel.
This is where I'm confused. Why would these two students who edited this article at Fuller, why would they say that merely saying Jesus and Lucifer are brothers does a disservice to the Latter-day Saints?
Well, we have to go back to 2008 when a presidential candidate used that, and he had to later apologize because I think a lot of Latter-day Saints think that this is a poll quote that is inaccurate, but it's not inaccurate.
See, that's the point, folks. It's not inaccurate. It is exactly what Mormon leaders have taught. The same Spencer Kimball, long before you were born, a program was developed by your creators. The principal personalities in this great drama were a father, Elohim, perfect in wisdom, judgment, and person, and two sons, Lucifer and Jehovah. This is what Mormon leaders have taught. So if we were to say that Mormons believe that Jesus and Lucifer are brothers, we are not doing a disservice to Latter-day Saints. We are accurately pointing out what Mormon leaders have taught on this subject. They go on to say in their explanation, these two students, saying that not only is it a disservice to Latter-day Saints, whose understanding of the relationships between all of God's children is more familial and expansive than is conveyed by this rendering. My response to that is, so? So what? Okay, so it is more familial and expansive. In other words, not only are Jesus and Lucifer brothers, but all of us are brothers. That doesn't make me feel good. I don't want to be related to Lucifer in any way, shape, or form. So that actually offends me that I would be thrown in there. It's offensive enough to think that somehow Jesus and Lucifer are brothers, which is unbiblical. It's unbiblical. Why don't they criticize it for that? But they don't criticize it.
Just real quick, for the sake of those who may not know very much about Mormonism, what is this brother thing with the preexistence that is being referred to?
Well, Mormonism teaches that all of humankind are brothers and sisters, that we were born as spirit children to Heavenly Father, and depending on which Mormon leader you listen to, either one of his heavenly wives or just his heavenly wife. Because some Mormon leaders taught that God was a practicing polygamist, and mathematically Orson Pratt said he would have had to have been. In order to have as many children as have been born on the earth, he had to have more than one wife. This is what Mormon leaders have said. How are we doing them a disservice when we quote their leadership? If this doctrine had been outright denounced, I would say, yeah, we do a disservice to the LDS Church because they no longer believe. It would be like saying that Mormons still today believe that Adam is God. That would be doing a disservice to the Mormon people and the LDS Church because they don't believe that any longer, even though Brigham Young said it was a doctrine that was revealed to him from God, but that's another point.
Well, maybe it hasn't been reversed, but what they're quoting here, and I want to play their side for a second, and they're saying in 2007 that the church clarified its position on Jesus and the nature of Satan by saying we worship Jesus Christ as the divine Son of God. So number one, they worship Jesus. Two.
Well, why say that though, Eric? Who is saying that they worship Lucifer?
That's a straw man. Yeah.
Yeah, we're not saying that. So how does that clarify anything?
Well, Satan is a fallen angel.
Okay.
Diametrically opposite from Christ in every attribute.
I would question that because he's really not diametrically opposite from Christ in every attribute according to Mormonism. Lucifer has his free agency. They believe Jesus has his free agency. They believe Lucifer's eternal. Jesus is eternal. There are some similar attributes. Now, maybe morally, you're going to find some things that certainly they are the opposite. But to say that opposite from Christ in every attribute, I think, is also misleading.
Well, when you mentioned free agency, Jesus had the freedom to be able to become the God of this world. Lucifer had the choice to not follow that and try to do his own thing. And one is cast out of heaven, the other is exalted. But mm-hmm. to say diametrically opposite, I think, is misleading.
And when it goes on in that same quote where it says, Christ alone is the only begotten Son of God, the Savior and Redeemer of mankind. Okay, in the context of Mormonism, who's doubting that?
But that doesn't clarify the position.
It doesn't clarify the position. So really, all it is a bunch of words on a piece of paper, if you print it out, and it really doesn't clarify anything. So I don't know how this helps Christians or anybody in the general public who comes to this website and wants to understand more clearly what Mormons believe on a particular subject. Here they are calling it a misconception that Latter-day Saints believe that Jesus and Satan are brothers, but yet in the paragraph they basically admit they do teach that.
Real quick, Joseph Merrill in Conference Reports, April 1949, page 27, said, "Now there is another personality of which I desire to speak, one that the world calls by a name, but in whose reality as a personal being it does not believe, and that person is Satan, the devil. But according to our understanding and teaching, Satan is a person with a spirit body and form like that of all other men. He is a spirit brother of ours and of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is our elder brother in the spirit world."
And you know what? When I teach on this subject in church, I usually say almost exactly that. I don't quote Merrill, but I do make it very clear that not only do Mormons believe that Jesus and Lucifer are brothers, but in their understanding, all of humankind are literally brothers of Jesus and Lucifer. Let's be reasonable. If Jesus is their elder brother, and Jesus is the brother of Lucifer, it makes sense in their view that Lucifer must also be their brother. Who's denying this? This is what Mormon leaders have actually said on the subject. So why is it doing a disservice to the Mormon Church to merely quote their own material? I think the reason is obvious. The reason why Mormons don't like when that's brought up is because I think they realize that this comes across very badly to us.
And it should.
It should. We should be horrified at such a comparison. And yet Mormon leaders act like today, I should say, Mormon leaders act like they're so offended that we actually quote what their own people said on this very subject.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Imagine your LDS friend asking you, "Doesn't the fact that Jesus Christ is in our church's name prove that we are Christians?" What would you say? Answering Mormon's Questions, a Kriegel Publications book written by Mormonism Research Ministries' Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson, tackles 36 of the most common questions Latter-day Saints raise. Each chapter in the book provides practical explanations about how you can respond to your Mormon friend with gentleness and respect. On Saturday, November 10th, from 1 to 5 p.m., the authors will be signing copies of the book at the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore, located just across from the Spring Mobile Ballpark, 1358 South and West Temple. Refreshments will be provided as we celebrate this new resource that will help you in your evangelism tactics. Again, that's Saturday, November 10th, from 1 to 5 p.m., at the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore. We hope to see you there.